More than 5 million cargo containers arrived at U.S. ports last year. Only a small percentage of these have been inspected. Security experts have been concerned for some time that terrorists might use a cargo ship to deliver a weapon of mass destruction. Port security officials are scrambling to find ways to identify suspicious cargo without disrupting the global shipping system. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
At a warehouse in Virginia Beach, a tractor trailer sits backed up against a loading dock. The driver gets out, walks around to the back of the truck, and using a bolt cutter, easily slices through a small metal rod which has been used to secure the 40-foot container he's just delivered from a nearby port. Attached to the rod is a small plastic tag with a white serial number on it. Butch Crane is a general manager of K-Line America, the ocean carrier line responsible for this shipment. He says seals like this one are the primary method of making sure cargo hasn't been tampered with.
These security seals are put on at the shipper's location when they load the container. And then that seal number is recorded on the documentation and follows the cargo all the way to its destination here.
This particular cargo container is packed with boxes of children's toys from China, which have arrived just in time for the holidays. They're being delivered to a warehouse owned by giant catalog retailer Lillian Vernon. The shipment is typical of the kind of thing that arrives at U.S. ports every day. But whether the current system used to secure ocean cargo is adequate is a topic of growing debate. Security experts worry terrorists might use cargo ships to smuggle conventional, biological, even nuclear weapons into the U.S. Steve Rubin is a vice president with K-Line America, a large ocean carrier.
The worst possible thing that could ever happen to K-Line or even one of our competitors is for a weapon of mass destruction to be stowed inside a container or to be stowed aboard a vessel and have that weapon of mass destruction be used in the supply chain to destroy, let's say, a port or to destroy a plant or to even take out an entire city.
As a result of fears of something like that happening, the U.S. Customs Service is proposing changes it hopes will make the cargo system more secure. One thing Customs wants is earlier access to what's known as a ship's manifest, the detailed list of goods loaded aboard a vessel. Currently, that list doesn't have to be in the hands of authorities until just before a vessel arrives at a U.S. port. Customs wants to see the list before a ship even sails. Ocean carriers, however, worry the requirements will slow the system down. Again, Steve Rubin.
Customs is going to want all this information, actually have signed off that they agree that this container can move, that's called customs clearance, before the container actually gets loaded onto a vessel. So whereas our customers have had this buffer time, up till now, when and if this rule does get put into effect, all this documentation, all this paperwork has to be in the carrier's hands before the container actually arrives at the port over in the Far East or over in Europe, at whatever port of loading it is.
Big importers like Walmart, which takes delivery of over 100,000 shipping containers a year, have said they are concerned about the costs of implementing such a system. Jonathan Gold is with the International Mass Retail Association. His group represents many of the nation's largest retailers.
Throughout, I guess, the past 20-plus years, as companies have gone to just-in-time inventories and have really looked to streamline their costs and their supply chains, now to have to go back and build in at a minimum a week is extremely inefficient. And especially now, you know, in a slowing economy, these are just costs that companies really cannot incur.
And Gold says there are other issues. He says his members might be more inclined to support the new regulation if they believe it would actually reduce the risk of terrorists using a shipping container to hide a weapon. He says right now, there's little evidence that would be the case.
A terrorist is not going to identify on a manifest that they put a bomb in the box. Companies know that the process is going to work and will actually help to protect lives within the U.S. I think they'd be more than willing to give up some of those efficiencies. We just don't think the rule as promulgated or put out by Customs will actually do that. We think it could actually do more harm than good.
But companies are under pressure to do something, even if there is no guarantee it would significantly reduce the threat posed by terrorists. A report done for the Council on Foreign Relations maintains more than a year after the attacks in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania, the nation remains dangerously unprepared to prevent and respond to future terrorist attacks. Steve Flynn, who served as project director on the report, says the large volume of goods coming into the country makes it imperative there be some system in place to determine what is arriving at U.S. ports before a vessel docks.
25% of the containers that come into this country have manifests that say things like freights all kind and do not list where the originator is from and who is going to receive it at the end of the day. You can't target or assess something as low risk when you get no information where it originated from, where it's going, or what's in it.
And Flynn says having a better cargo tracking system in place is at least something officials can realistically do. He says that's because there is simply no way all the cargo coming into the U.S. can be physically examined.
You can't possibly stop and search every container at its port of arrival. If you did that, the going rate is for a 40-foot container, which carries on average about 15 tons of material, is 5 guys, 3 hours to do a thorough scrub. You would bring trade to its knees if you tried to do that kind of inspection.
Customs has been reviewing public comments on the proposed cargo notification procedure and is expected to issue its final decision on the new rules soon. Meanwhile, the government is taking some steps to improve port security. Customs has been working on agreements with foreign countries about conducting cargo inspections at overseas ports and is increasing its use of sophisticated equipment like X-ray machines and radiation detectors to check cargo. Jack Spear, NPR News in Virginia Beach.